Middle East tensions continue to rise, and in Europe, President Biden shifts his Ukraine policy in the waning days of his administration. Here with some analysis is co-host of War and Freedom, the podcast, Dr. Waleed Faris. Dr. Waleed, I want to ask that we start with this ongoing conflict between Israel and Hamas in Gaza. Iran's president called on Pope Francis to use his influence to calm tensions. But just this week, Pope Francis suggested that an investigation to determine if Israel is committing genocide against Palestinians in Gaza might be in order. Waleed, your reaction to that call by the Pope, and will this inflame the already volatile situation in the region, not only in Gaza, but in Iran and Lebanon as well?
Raymond, you know and I know that this is not traditional, that the Vatican involves itself in not just an opinion, a moral opinion, a call for the end of the war, which is very normal, or visits, or solidarity with the victims. This is becoming part of international diplomacy in the sense of international law in a situation of war. So the question for us would be, if the Vatican is shifting to that position at this point in time, well, why doesn't the Vatican talk about the genocide in Darfur? That's last year and the year before, which has been confirmed by the international organization. More than 300,000 Black Africans, and I'm underlining this, have been killed by jihadists. Nothing about it. What about Syria? The investigation of a genocide in Syria by the Assad regime and the other jihadists, 400,000. And I could go on. I mean, the list is very long. So something political may have happened after that influence by Iran's regime, Islamic regime, and the Vatican, or people in the Vatican. Not sure if it's the whole government of the Vatican.
At the same time, and Waleed, you tell me if this is somehow connected. According to multiple reports, the International Criminal Court has issued arrest warrants for Benjamin Netanyahu, his former defense minister, and Mohammed Deif of Hamas for crimes against humanity for their actions during the Gaza war. Waleed, what do you make of these warrants, and do they carry any weight?
First, this is crazy. The ICC has completely shifted to the camp that supports the Islamic regime of Iran. Let's be clear about it, the Muslim Brotherhood, even the Eastern Bloc, that would be China, North Korea, the Taliban. They have become sort of a lobby with very important weight, because the ICC is nothing above the ICC except the Security Council of the United Nations. For them, again, I make the same argument very quickly. Nothing about the genocides in the region, nothing, no Darfur, no Syria, no Iraq, no Yazidis, nothing. And they focus on the arrest of the leaders of a democratic government without even investigating. That is very sad. And I think there will be reactions. The loss of credibility of the ICC is going to come back to bite them at one point.
Florida Congressman and member of the House Armed Services Committee, Mike Waltz, is saying the ICC has no credibility and that the allegations against Israel have been refuted. And so we'll leave that there. Hamas's acting Gaza chief, Khalil al-Hayya, said in remarks broadcast on Wednesday that there would be no hostages for prisoner swap deal with Israel unless the war in the Palestinian enclave ended. He said this, without an end to the war, there would be no prisoner swap. Waleed, what does that mean for the hostages and their families?
Well, you know, in our own conversations immediately after October 7 and into the early weeks of 2024, we just concluded that they're going to be using the hostages for many purposes, one of which is to secure the exit of the last commanders of Hamas from Gaza. And that's exactly what they're trying to say. We're not going to give Israel back and the international community, including the United States, any hostage. Yeah. We want you to recognize us, to stop the attack against us, so to survive. They want Hamas to survive and then launch other October 7, as they said online many, many times. Or if Israel doesn't accept, they want the hostages as an exchange to exit Gaza. That's why they don't want to release them for those reasons.
Waleed, the Biden administration announced Wednesday, and I'm shifting gears here because I don't want to run out of time, that it would give Ukraine long-range missiles to deploy in mainland Russia, which the Ukrainians have already launched. The Biden administration has also vowed $7 billion in military assistance to Ukraine by the time President Biden leaves office, including a new package. Here's Ukrainian President Zelensky talking about that decision. And he says, we have a new support package from America. It is worth $275 million. The package includes drones, ammunition for HIMARS and artillery, and most importantly, mines to stop Russian assaults. This will really strengthen our guys on the front line. Waleed, why is the U.S. ramping up efforts to help Ukraine at this late hour and tempting Putin to launch a nuclear strike? Is this an act of rebellion, if you will, against not the Russians, but against the incoming administration, leaving Trump with a hot war on his hands, possibly a nuclear one?
You read it very well. This is a kind of an intifada against the incoming policy of the Trump administration. First of all, it's not traditional, it's not normal that a sitting administration, after being beaten in the ballot box, to be doing heavy decisions on international politics, on wars, and supplying one side against the other. Now, we understand that we need to protect, we have protected Ukraine big time with billions and billions of dollars. Now the effort should be to create the environment that this departing administration and the incoming administration need to create for a ceasefire and negotiations. It's not just sending ballistic missiles or weapons. It's agreeing with the one of the parties, in this case, the Ukraine, to start firing those ballistic missiles inside Russia. And Russia is a nuclear state. This is illogical, and it should change.
Russian President Vladimir Putin said he would retaliate against Ukraine with frontier missiles after the U.S. and the U.K., by the way, gave renewed support and resources to Ukraine. On Thursday, Russia sent a volley of missiles into eastern Ukraine. The latest incident as tensions continue to escalate in the region, Waleed. Ukraine says one of those missiles was an ICBM, but that it was being disputed. What happens now?
What happens now is critical days between now and obviously January the 20th. I mean, I hope that the American public understand that the next policy is going to be developed by President-elect Donald Trump. And if he makes more statements, for example, that would be encouraging about what his intentions are. He cannot obviously issue any policy or executive orders, but he can say, my policy, which was approved in these elections big time, is to stop that war. Now, obviously, there are some certain contracts that have been contracted by the previous administration, and the contractors are very, they want to get that money. But unfortunately, this could cause a lot of damage to our foreign policy and to the two sides of that war.
In our last seconds here, Waleed, speaking of the next administration, what do you make of President Trump's choice of Senator Marco Rubio for Secretary of State? How would that appointment change, you think, the U.S. foreign policy over the next 4 years?
Well, let me tell you very quickly. The four assignments, nominations that the president-elect has done were all in line with his vision, strategic vision, of making sure that America is defended, is protected, and it's deployed all over the world to protect our sovereignty and also to assist our allies. Marco Rubio understands this policy for many decades. He knows the Islamic regime in Iran. He knows the jihadists. He knows how Russia, China, North Korea works, but also another appointment, which is the National Security Advisor, Michael Waltz. He also has served in the national security environment. I am happy with those appointments and hopefully with the other appointments that will come and create really a cabinet that can protect America.
Waleed Farah, we will leave it there. Iran, an imperialist republic, and U.S. policy is available now in bookstores and online. Waleed, we'll check in with you in the days ahead.
Thank you.